All right. What is going on? It is America Unplugged yet another week, ladies and gentlemen, as the year comes to a close. My name is Billy Ray Valentine. Hope everybody is doing well. And of course, I am hanging with the most usual of suspects and the wisest of all the wolves, ladies and gents. Look at him. You can tell. You know how they say, you know, like Gandalf the Grey, he was gray because he was so damn wise. Look at the beard. First off, the magnificent beard on Mr. Tony Atterburn. All of those silver hairs, it's just, you know, emphasizing exactly how wise this man is. What is up, sir? How are you? Greetings.
Doing great.
Welcome back to your show. What's going on?
It's great to be back. Love all the folks here at Rockfin. Don and I did a show yesterday. It was the first time the Don Jeffries show was on the America Unplugged channel on Rockfin. So we did the audio. You could see me, but not Don yet. We're working out the kinks, but yeah, I got the gray. I think the three tours in combat is a little bit, and the rest is the income tax.
What is going on, Don Jeffries, the legendary? How are you doing, sir? What's up? Can you hear me?
Oh, doing what I can. I'm trying to find this. Looking for it though. Doing just fine, though. Hanging in there, you know, in these bad times.
Heavy breakup on your end, just to give you a heads up. I don't know if there's anything you can do about it. I don't think there is, but it should get better as the program progressed. Anyhow, what is going on? I want to talk to you guys about a couple of things. Of course, the Kyle Rittenhouser situation is something that we need to talk about and touch on, I guess. But before we do that, there was a headline on Drudge that I saw, and I was like, oh, my God, must talk about this, must read this. What is going on over in Africa? You know, we get the entire narrative that all the wealthiest countries in the world are hoarding these vaccines and not giving them to anybody. They're just hoarding them and keeping them for themselves. And all the third world nations are going to be left out, you know, in the cold, holding a bag of crap because they don't have, you know, the means to get vaccinated, right? And they're not going to be able to be protected against COVID-19. Well, turns out that most of the African continent is not vaccinated. But fortunately, in some weird twist of fate, I don't know. I can't imagine what it would be. They have some of the lowest, if not the lowest, rate of COVID-19 infections over on the continent. On the African continent. And they're trying every which way to explain why this is a thing. You know, maybe because they live outside all the time, you know, or maybe because they're exposed to other pathogens that other people aren't exposed to. Maybe because the population there is so much younger than in other places, you know, and all of these can play some role into it. But there's no vaccine there. I remember stories when I used to listen to Alex. He was like, well, they're going down there with the vaccines and everybody runs. They run so quickly. They just run the other way. Run. They're coming with vaccines. I remember him saying that. And every time I hear Africa and vaccine, I could just picture people taking off when they see people with white coats. And I wouldn't blame them after everything that's happened, all the experimentation that's happened on that continent, right? Of course, I take off and run. I tell my kids to take off and run and tell my goats, let's go. Let's get the hell up out of here. It's time, you know? So I think it's a really good thing that I'm very happy that these people are not only COVID-free, but they are vaccine-free. Sounds like a freaking paradise to me. What's going on, Tony Atterburn?
These are my favorite stories in the dystopia.
Right.
Because the scientists are baffled, right?
Right.
How can they have these low rates of infection and then no vaccine? Hmm. And then over here, we just keep the highest vaccinated countries in the world have the highest rates of COVID. We can't put two and two together. We're mystified.
Right.
It's so fun. And again, thank God for the African people are, you know, they're not dealing with this because us first world nations, right? All these first world, we're pumping in using the central banks to give out the vaccines, you know, mm-hmm. vaccine nationalism. I'm proud of my vaccine. You should get yours too. No, this is something we've been talking about for a long time. Some very smart people, way smarter than I am, are saying, hey, when you introduce the spike protein genetic code injections, it causes variants. it causes spikes in infection. You can see that because the charts go together. Now, again, for whatever reason, the headline creators on these sites and aggregators like Drudge, I mean, they don't even see the irony in that. But I think that a lot of people are reading between the lines. And I mean, also, you got to think about the folks on the African continent. How often do they see CNN? You know, I mean, are they forced to watch them in airports? CNN to is a carrier of COVID in some way. I mean, because it infects your mind with COVID, right? So, right. No, these are my favorite headline. And I think they will continue because people can't figure it out. Like, why is this correlating?
Right. No. Why is it? I mean, like, it's a mystery. And that's exactly the headline. It was baffling to scientists everywhere. They have no idea, you know, why this is a thing. Maybe it would serve them best to think outside the box for just a little bit. Like, okay, if this is happening over here in Africa, what are we doing wrong? You know, why are the biggest, the highest vaccinated places popping up with COVID left and freaking right? Why is that? What are we doing? But it's impossible. It's like a block, right? Like it's the religion of science is hardcore, just like all the other religions in the world, that when people are fundamentalist, it's fundamentalist scientism right now. That's what we're dealing with. And these people will not go anywhere else. They will not go outside of the barriers of this box they have built for themselves in order to explain anything. What's going on, Don Jeffries? What are you thinking? No vaccines in Africa, but very, very low COVID. What's up?
Well, Africans have, again, we could learn something from them. Maybe they have a distrust of the guy in Nigeria, certainly. That guy is great. Right? I don't know, did they knock him off yet? I don't know. I had a couple of these people died, but I mean, that guy was mad at Bill Gates, as was India, for his horrific vaccines. But Bobby Kennedy Jr., his great new book on Fauci, apparently goes in, and I saw Tucker Carlson interviewed. And Tucker Carlson going to be the only one on TV that interviewed. No one else is going to cut them. It's ironic, Bobby Kennedy has come out and said that Roger Ailes told him in 2014, if anybody of my people in Fox News asks you on the air, they're going to be fired. That's what he told him. So Tucker Carlson, you know, he's limited, but he's got, you know, some balls, at least to some degree, to have him on there. And it was a great interview. If you watch it, get a chance to watch it. But one explosive thing he talked about in terms of vaccines in Africa. And we know how much Bill Gates and these people want it. They just can't. They want to vaccinate everybody. They really want to go after Africa. And I don't know if that's part of this thought or not, but most people don't know. And I was astonished, the polio vaccine that I don't know if they've gotten it into Africa, but the one they're trying to sell to Africa is a discarded vaccine, the vaccine that the white countries, the European countries in America, no longer take. Mm. They stopped taking it. They have another one to take. So this is a special vaccine just for Africa. And you talk about something that could be, if that's not construed as racist, I don't know what would be. We're going to give you guys the vaccine that we stopped taking in the white countries. And I don't hear a word other than Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talking about it. No one else is better. That's explosive information, if that's true. So you can see why they don't want Kennedy on these shows. But they definitely want to screw with Africa. Gates especially, man. He's got this thing. And, you know, that's part of eugenics. It's thought if you look back at the world, eugenics, racist. Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, the KKK rallies, wrote about getting rid of the black race. These are the people that really, you know, are racist, but no one talks about them. Instead, they're just, you know, they're talking about the average person on the street who doesn't have two pennies racist. What can they do? Except say bad words. These guys, eugenicists, they can do a lot. They can inject a deadly vaccine into a population. And so I found that very, very interesting.
No, absolutely. Tone, any thoughts on all of that that Don just said? You know, I downloaded the book that Robert F. Kennedy came out with. I haven't listened to it yet, but I hope it gets some traction. So what's up? What do you think?
Oh, he's absolutely right. I was going to mention that, and Don, always in his infinite wisdom, brought that up about Bill Gates. whenever he mentions population control, that's what he's talking about. When he's talking about reducing population by 15%, you know, getting the vaccines, and if we do everything we can, you know, That's what he's mentioning, you know, and it's pretty apparent. But yeah, he, and also this is interesting about them not getting, it's like they lucked out, but you know, they need to be vigilant because obviously no one is in the hierarchy of population control enthusiasts in the New World Order is going to leave Africa alone. Right. So they need to be vigilant just because they didn't get all these rounds of Moderna and Pfizer yet. I mean, it doesn't mean they're not going to get, like, you know, we tend to, in those areas, we, you know, you get the, all the shirts and stuff and memorabilia from the Super Bowl team that didn't win. Right. you get that and you'll get the AstraZeneca next. Right.
Oh God. No, you're not kidding. You know, and I think, the African people are very aware of this. You know, in the article, it says that many of them are walking around without masks. Also, they just, it's not a thing over there. They said COVID-19 is a thing of the past, according to them. It's over. That's not a thing. We're living our lives. They have concerts going on, everything. No social distancing, no nothing, bro.
Yeah, and it would be over here, too, if they didn't. We didn't have the media.
I agree. I think if we went ahead and lived, there'd be no need for any of these vaccines. Sure, people would die. That's not what I'm saying. People die about with everything. You know, it's not my words, okay? The CDC said that it was 99% recovery rate. I didn't say this, man. They freaking said it, okay? I didn't say it. You know, so, I mean, I think we would be living our lives, going about our lives and walking around and, you know, eating and, you know, meeting new people and freaking going to the movies, doing all this stuff. I mean, there's a ton of people that are doing it, but at what price? What price did they have to pay to do this? And this is the ultimate agenda of the whole deal. They want you to comply. They want you to just bend over and take it in order for you to be able to live, you know? And the biggest thing is here, like, all we have to do is look at this third world countries over there in Africa that, you know, we, you know, look down upon, you know, thumb our nose down to, like, oh, they're nowhere near what we're doing here. Look at the way they're living over there. They are actually living. While we are here in freaking fear. So who's getting over here?
If they wanted the vaccine, they'd ask for it.
Right. No, there were people freaking,
they would say, we need it. We need help.
And somebody said that one of their main doctors in one country, I forget what it was. I heard it on Democracy Now. He was talking about, oh yeah, you know, we really need it. We're looking at these Western countries and all the protests that are popping off and we don't understand it. That guy is not representing the African people. The African people don't want this thing. Don't care. It's a thing of the past for them, you know. And of course, I'm speaking in generalities. I'm sure you will find some that want a vaccine, but that's everywhere, you know. So, but in general, most of the people don't want it. They're living their lives. We should be doing that here. We really should. And this puts a big target on their back. Not that they need it. What's up, Don? I hear you.
Don, no, and you know, they this is another reason to. You look into JFK's background and Kennedy's background, the reason why he was so dangerous. He was the first leader really to, he supported African nationalism. All those countries, he was very anti-colonial. And again, if you look at these guys' backgrounds, most of these so-called, they would love to bring back, you know, the old imperialism if they could. They want to colonize people. And so they don't like the idea. The same thing with you know, the Alliance for Progress that JFK set up in Latin America. It's the same kind of thing. He was through with this stuff of setting up tin pot dictators in these countries, which is what obviously the CIA was doing and continue to want to do. But you know, we need to allow, and it's all part of our foreign policy as well. This is. Everything about this is our meddlesome nature, the idea that we matter, and the people that are the first to cry racist are the most, they're condescending, they're very paternalistic. You know, that movie, The Blind Side, is a perfect example of that. I was offended by it, and so was Louis Farrakhan and a lot of other people, because it was ridiculous. That's the mentality of the average liberal, is that, you know, we can fix this, you know, we can fix this with our whiteness. You know, if we put him in our family, he's going to be good. We can make him behave. See? And they almost treat him like a pet or whatever. It's very, very condescending. Yeah, exactly. And that's what that entire movie is about. And of course, the guy just had to be a huge football player that was going to help. The thing that took him in just happened to be huge financial, alumni boosters of that university. So I'm sure they just wanted to help out. I mean, so if the guy had been a 5'3", 100-pound crack addict black guy, I don't think it would have had anything to do with him. You just have, that's the idea. That's universal with Bill Gates and people like that. I mean, I guarantee you Bill Gates has probably never had a black in his mansion unless it was a servant. So, this is the kind of things you get, that this attitude, and it's good. Remember it. And that's what's important. That's why, again, I think Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is different from most liberals, because he's bringing these things up. And he's a Kennedy. So he remembers it. And that's why, people need to learn history and learn what they were doing as opposed to what establishment left was doing. And that's what you're seeing today with Gates, and pushing this vaccine is part and parcel of it, because they, I mean, how many people are going to complain in that area of the world? Poor people die, and this is what they want. They talk about it all the time. So it's a desired result. It's like when they put the polio vaccine in India, they had 80,000 cases of paralysis or something like that. India basically wanted to ban them from their, the Bill Gates Foundation. Same thing with Nigeria. You know, they were trying to push these vaccines, and Nigeria basically banned the foundation. You remember they famously banned them from Twitter or something in their country? And so Twitter responded banning the Nigerian president or something. So there's a lot of hostility there between Africa and people like Bill Gates. You're just not going to get it in the mainstream media. They're not going to talk about it.
Right. No, I get it. And I think the guy from The Blind Side, and I think you mentioned this, Don, but I forget the guy's name, but he was very unhappy with the way that movie was.
Michael Oher, I think. Yeah, Michael Oher, I think it was. Yeah, exactly.
He was very unhappy about it, I remember. And you know, that sort of stuff takes place all the time, unfortunately. But shouts to Africa. Shouts to you guys. Live your lives. Be an example for the rest of the freaking world, because we can't get
That's
it together.
Right. Let's play Toto. Don't let us tell you what out.
Gotcha. Don't know better.
Right. I want to talk to you guys about one more thing before I throw it to Tone. I want to talk to you guys about Austria. Dude, shit is real down there, right? And everybody knows that at this point, but it's the first lockdown of the unvaccinated. It's Joe Biden's words transferring over to, other countries. You know, and this is complete and total coincidence, by the way. It's just the way it is. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and the unvaccinated need to be dealt with, because obviously this is what's happening. Forget about an entire continent of Africa. Forget about that. Just nothing to see here. Keep moving that way. Right. So in Austria, if you're not vaccinated, you cannot leave your home. Get this. This doesn't make any sense to me. You can't leave your home unless it's to go to work. So you can go to work. Or you can go buy essential supplies. Thank you, our lords and saviors, for letting us buy essential supplies like food. Thank you very much. Or take exercise, and go outside and get some exercise. So why the lockdown? They're going to work, right? And interacting with other people. They're going to the grocery store, I'm assuming. There are other people there, right, that aren't, that are vaccinated, right? We're supposed to protect the vaccinated from the unvaccinated. Makes no sense, right? Then these people get to go out and exercise, right? Great. Oh, my God, we get to do these things. They're already mingling with the average population, with the other population of the country that you're trying to protect. What sense does this, do you understand what I'm saying, Tone? Like, what sense does this make? It doesn't make any freaking sense. All they want is people to get vaccinated. It's very obvious now, because they're not protecting anyone from anyone. Even the lockdown has these little incentives for, not incentives, they let people do certain things, even if, and they have to, because otherwise people would die. But I guess they could take the China route and get Amazon. You stay in your home and we'll take everything to you until you get vaccinated. I wouldn't be surprised if that happened at some point. But what is the point of all of this, right? It's obvious that they just want us vaccinated, right, Tone? I mean, this is right. What I'm seeing from this thing. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, Billy, how are you going to build back better if you don't destroy something first? They have to destroy the way society worked. And of course, track, trace, control, everything for the Great Reset. I mean, that's what they're doing. The reason it makes no sense from a medical perspective or from a logical perspective, these people, these countries that's, you know, so-called, we embrace democracy, right? Well, you know, Hitler was Austrian. There's the Archduke Ferdinand was assassinated in Serbia, or by a Serbian nationalist. You know, that's what kicked off World War One. And of course,
the Black Hand.
The Black Hand, and of course, the Anschluss was a precursor to the kickoff of World War II, which the Anschluss was the unification of Austria and Germany. So they play a key role in world events, and we often, you know, don't think of them, but hey, I just mentioned two cataclysmic events in the 20th century that they were had a key role in. So yeah, I mean, all of that area matters. You know, Klaus Schwab is over there. He's really looking forward to you getting all of your vaccines, and you own nothing. And so he's very happy in a strange, Lovian way. We're looking at all the lockdowns, looking at all the tyranny. But that's what it is. I mean, that's why it doesn't make any sense. That's why you can look at Africa. They just said we're done. You know, we don't have it. We don't get over. CNN. Don't get reception out here. So I'm not afraid.
Right.
And nobody's dying, right? And so then the same thing in Europe, and they're just vaxing and pushing and pushing. And I think we're going to see more of this. Will this create a worldwide populist movement of grassroots? I hope so. We're seeing more. There's riots. I mean, either you have autonomy over your body, either we have the Bill of Rights, either human beings are sacred, or we're just cogs in the machine working for lizard people. And I choose the former.
I choose to work for the lizard people. CNN.
It pays really well.
Yeah, it does, man. I'm done. I'm done. CNN, shout me out. I want to work for you guys. I want to go, you know, and spread the message.
If you join CNN, if we put this show on, we'd be in front of at least 600 people. Live, Billy.
Live in front of 600. Shit would be dope. Anyway, Don, I'm going to throw it to you, man. What are you thinking about all of this stuff that happened in Austria, the lockdown of the unvaccinated? And, you know, they're hinting at shit like this here. Like, I mean, they're definitely pitting the vaccinated against the unvaccinated and the unvaccinated against the vaccinated, kind of a civil war. They're a little something. They're trying to make shit like that happen. You know, and there's a lot of animosity on both sides. You know, we already know Thanksgiving is coming up in less than a week now. And so many families are not going to be together, mine included. Because of all of this, right? Because they don't, you know, if you're not vaccinated, you can't step into a home, you know, or you can't, it's just a bunch of fucking nonsense, man. I there's no other way to describe what is going on than just saying it's a bunch of fucking nonsense. That's it. What's going on in Austria? God bless my people over there, man. It sucks, you know, and it's kind of what's happening here in New York. There is no difference. They're not calling it a lockdown of the unvaccinated, but really, what can we do if we're not vaccinated? What can you really do? You go to the supermarket, you can go run outside because you can't go to the gym, you know, and you come home and you go to work. And sometimes you can't even go to work, right? Because if you're not vaccinated, you won't have employment, you know? So, I mean, over here in New York, you can make an argument that it's already a lockdown for the unvaccinated, you know, but in Austria, they're trying to do this, Don, or they are doing it. It doesn't make much sense the way they are doing it anyway. And I think the people over there, they're very smart people historically, man. Genetically, they know what the frick they're doing. So if they see things like this, I know that they know it's bullshit. They have to know it's bullshit. So it leads me to believe that they want these people to know it's bullshit, that they want some type of uprising. I mean, is that wrong of me to think? Like right now, I'm just trying to figure this out. And it's like they must want people to wake up. They must want people to say this is nonsense and push back because it's so obvious. It's so out there, you know, like they're just making it, opening the book completely, dropping the veil. Here's what's going down. It doesn't make sense. Go ahead, Don.
Or, you know, maybe they're just they're playing the games that they always play with us. You know, I talk about calling cards that they leave and all these things from JFK to 9/11 and everything else where they make it obvious what they're doing. Let me get obvious that, yeah, of course we're lying. This is an absurd story. Nobody would believe it, but it doesn't matter how obvious they make it. So I think at this point, they may just be testing. by saying, okay, you know, how far can we push them? Mm. Any good bully does. And certainly Australia, I mean, I don't think we can go anymore. The world can go much farther than Victoria, Australia has gone in the last couple months. And the people there objected to it, but it doesn't seem to matter. And I don't know. I think, there does seem to be some blowback here a little bit. They seem to be backing off, at least for now, on these mandates that they're going to be by January 4th or whatever it was. I know my daughter's work heard that where they kind of backing off it, whether it's so apparently not. I don't know what that means necessarily, if they're really thinking that they're, you know, there's too much blowback from that. But you have so many prominent people. You're seeing in the NFL, a lot of these players have chosen not to get tested, certainly NBA. We've seen the rappers. More and more people in public are certainly nobody in the political world, though. Even the Tucker Carlson people like that, they're always stressing, you know, I'm pro-vaccine. They can never just say, you know, why don't you question the vaccines? Go all the way. Mm-hmm. You know, why do you hold back? There's reason to question this. But I don't know, which I said I didn't see an end game to this in the beginning. I didn't know where they're going with this because they have us under complete control.
Yeah,
you know, I used to say that, you know, we're like, well, sometimes I feel like we're bugs, you know, going across the, scurrying across the sidewalk, and it's up to whether they step on us, and right. I don't know, you know, we can't move fast enough to avoid them. Maybe it's not quite that bad, but I don't know if they are, you know, if this was originally to just unleash the next step and go to full Orwellian totalitarian mode. It looks like that in a lot of ways. But then whenever they did anything remotely like this, and it was never, ever as bad as this pandemic, this is by far their greatest psyop in the history of the world. But then they would kind of back off when all the people made the dire, the Alex Jones types made dire predictions about what was going to happen. And always it just kind of backed off. But I think that regardless, we've lost all the rights. Another great thing Bobby Kennedy Jr. said in that interview is that, you know, the last 2 years, we have lost every one of our rights under the Bill of Rights, except for the Second Amendment, ironically. That's the only one they haven't screwed with. All the other rights are gone. And, they have just shown there, you know, we don't care. We're not. And so it's an interesting thing to consider. And do people even care? I don't know. You know, the Second Amendment gets so much publicity, and I think maybe they're okay with people having guns as long as they stay.
I think you're right, Don. I mean, it's and we've talked about that here on the show before, but I mean, maybe I mean the Second Amendment is always in the news, right? And they always talk about, oh my God, this guy's coming, Obama is coming into office. Yeah. He's going to take your guns, and what happens? Gun sales through the roof. You know, so and that's what happened with everybody else that's been accused of something like this. Gun sales through the roof. You know, I think America's the most armed population in the world, right? If I'm not wrong, you could correct me, Tone. I know you know these statistics better than I. But yes. Regardless of that, like, we got guns out the ass over here, you know, and it's like, oh, we got to fight to keep them. But I mean, everybody's buying them every time. It's like they want us to be armed.
Right.
Right. It's like they want us to go get these guns, and it's they pacifier. Say they're going to take them. Shit, we got to go get them right now. Joe Biden is bringing in socialism. We got to go get the guns. Let's do it right now.
Yeah. And the most amazing thing is, like, people, you know, what you don't see any if we have all these angry gun owners, and it's so important to them to have guns, and it's true. But you don't see them showing up, like, you know, when they recently tore down a statue of Thomas Jefferson in New York that had been there for 187 years. I there were no irate gun owners showing up. Now there are people showing up that want it torn down. But did you see any of these people, these patriot? You see any patriot groups doing that? They're invisible.
The so FBI if these was militia, off that day.
Yeah, exactly. If the FBI, the militia groups, all these, the white supremacists, all these people that supposedly exist and according to Joe Biden are the greatest threat to America, now. They're very curious because never, and now maybe they would show up if they overtly said we're gonna ban the Second Amendment or something. But look what Trump banned the bump stocks, and they said first you take the guns and then he did all that and he didn't lose any support at all, I don't think. So I mean I don't know what, you know, that's why I'm grateful for the Second Amendment people, because I want to preserve all the Bill of Rights, but I wish you'd pay a little attention to the First Amendment and the other amendments as well.
Exactly.
Because it's kind of, you know, because if you can keep your guns, that's cool. But it, to me, I think that a reason we don't have any protests is because the people that are especially one issue people, the Second Amendment issue, they seem to be fine as long as the government doesn't come and loot their guns or stop them from buying more guns. As long as they don't do that, they're content to have, you know, however many guns they have in their home. Say, don't come, and you know, as long as the government doesn't come after them, they're cool. Because I mean, you don't see any evidence out there that there are, that there is this huge movement that if they're, like somebody was saying about the Rittenhouse, which I know we're going to talk about. Somebody was saying to me the other day, well, what do you think there'll be? I think there'll be riots either way. Do you think there'll be riots if he's found guilty? And I said, no, are you kidding? The other side never riots. The last riots you could, might have come from the right would have been during the Civil War, anti-draft riots under Lincoln. Maybe, if you call that right. I don't know.
Well, there was January 6th.
It's always the
left. Let's not forget that. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I guess you call that. And we know what happened there, right? Those people are still in jail, and you know, they're still sitting there. And by the way, I wrote a story on that. You're not going to find it anywhere else. I got it from Sarah Westall, who's one of the many that banned from YouTube, that there was an attorney for one of the prisoners there just this last week that the guards gassed some of the prisoners with poisonous gas, and they had to be carried out of the prison on stretchers.
Jesus Christ,
see that on the nightly news, did you? Didn't make any other news. And it's unbelievable what they're doing to them there. So whatever riot that was or protest that was, they're paying in spades for it, you know, months later. But
QAnon shaman, 3 to 5 years, I think.
They're wearing a stupid hat, I guess. I don't, you know, what else did he do? He's walking around calmly. I mean,
he did trespass.
Showing off his hat.
This is the only thing, right? Like these people shouldn't have been in that building, you know. And it was the dumbest thing to ever do. So at the very least, like there's a ceiling to this, right? And we can talk about that, but the basement here, the lowest level, they shouldn't have been in the building. What are you doing in the building?
Well, I believe, filming
themselves in the building. It's I'm going to go rob a bank. What's up? Go ahead, Don. I'm sorry.
I don't interrupt you, but this is a public building. It's a building our taxpayers. So, I mean, why? That's why they keep saying they weren't supposed to go inside. Wait, you know. Since when has public been banned from going in any government building? I mean, this is, and they kept saying this, and it's like, wait a minute, why couldn't they go inside? Our tax dollars trespassing inside a government, man, I can understand it, go inside you. Somehow you get past the barrier of security that, you know, believe me, when I was a little kid in the 60s, you know, we went in the, you know, we went field trips to the White House. We walked all through the White House. I mean, you could do that back then. Citizens used to be able to go into Congress. Now they do have security, but they've got people saying, I mean, trespassing, it's not private property. This is government property our tax dollars pay for. And they need to ask why. And I wrote about that before. Is it not standard procedure for the doors to be closed or whatever? So you can publicly, but that day there was some kind of an alert up ahead of time. And that's why they were saying, although the police, we know, waved them inside. But it's just like Rittenhouse. It's, he went across state lines. And it's like, is it illegal to go across state lines now? I mean, they just bandy these things about, and people just like this whole pandemic is built on mandates. What is mandate? There's nothing in law about a mandate. That's just a dictator saying, hey, you know, I'm mandating this. I mean, we need to watch these words, and people they're completely controlling you with meaningless stuff that has no basis in law.
So I get what you're saying, you know, to a certain extent, that these are our houses, quote unquote, right? It's our White House. It's our Capitol building. Do not, anybody watching, anybody listening after the fact, do not roll into the Oval Office thinking that it's yours. You're going to get shot. Okay. And you're going to die. You know, there's a orderly process in which to do some of these things, because in all actuality, none of that shit belongs to us. All right. None of it. All right. So you get a tour and all of that. Yeah, we pay for it. Doesn't mean it belonged to us. Right. Or maybe it belonged to us at one point, but it doesn't anymore. Those days are gone. So you can tour the White House, you know, and go take a look. To run into the Capitol building and they destroyed stuff. They were looking for stuff, you know, like they were going to even know what to do, trying to find some files and shit. If they found Mike Pence, they would have decapitated his ass. You know, Mitt Romney had to be rolled somewhere else very quickly because they would have freaking beat the living trash out of him. I believe this. I'm glad it never happened. I'm glad. I'm glad there's going to be arguments. How could you say that? How could you say that he would beat the crap out of Mitt Romney? I'm glad that happened, because if they would have bumped into him, it would have been a very different story and more people would have been dead. You know, these people went in there into the Capitol building, most of them with good intentions, because they thought they were taking back their country. Because they were so mind controlled that they believed that the country was being taken away from them. And they were like, yo, we got to fight back. And that's why they went in there and did this. So I'm from the Bronx, right? If I'm going to rob a grocery store, I'm not going to walk into that grocery store with a freaking my phone and a selfie stick filming myself doing this. Doesn't make any sense. All of these people did this. You know, so there's a certain amount of accountability that needs to be placed on these people for rolling up into the Capitol building when they know they weren't supposed to be there, destroying public property, which they did. And this is documented. You can find it. They did this. Not all of them, of course. But what are you going to do? Who are you going to get for this? People died over this. Ashley Babbitt, God bless you. Right. And then they did what they did when they were in the main chamber. You know, just I don't know what the hell they were doing. QAnon Shaman was up there doing some type of ceremony. I don't know. It was weird. But to expect you to get off scot-free for something like this, it's not happening. We live in America, people. America. We don't live in Africa where everything is free. We live in America, home of the slaves. Buildings aren't ours. So they're going to tell you this. They're going to tell you the buildings are yours. Just a word of advice. Don't go trying to talk to the president of the United States, even if it's Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Donald Trump. Don't go trying to do it. You're going to get shot. Trying to walk into the Oval Office and say, this is my building. Good luck. See what happens to you. All right. Don't do that shit. So that's why this happened in the Capitol. And it's a very involved conversation that we can have. And I'm sure each of us have different ways of looking at this, of what went down that day. But I think here in the alternative media, and in the far right, it's been dumbed down to a certain degree. And I think what the left is doing is overhyping what happened. We need to find it somewhere in the middle and see what actually happened. I think some of these people needed to be held accountable for what it is they did. Tone, I'm going to give it to you, and then we're going to get out of here with this. We have some more time left. I want you to talk about the predictive programming, and I want Don to talk about Rittenhouse. Go ahead, man.
Well, just to respond to what you said, I think that the January 6th, whatever it was, tour, and you go back to the 1860s, they sold tickets to the impeachment of Andrew Johnson.
Right.
So I guess their punishment should be whatever your punishment would be if you went into the movie theater without a ticket, maybe broke a popcorn machine or something like that. That's about right, in my opinion. And they should have had their fines mailed to them. I think that we lose sight of what representative government's all about. You have these so-called, like the Hollywood for ugly people now is politics, right? You have they're so-called celebrities. These people and those who run the government should be held in less esteem than the garbage man that you have who does a more important job, the postman, the person who drives the truck, the person who keeps your shelves stocked at your grocery store, way more important person. The people in Washington, their only job is to make sure that the national defense is carried out and that they're not violating the Constitution, all of which they screw up, right? So I think we've put them on a pedestal like this is like, oh, it's some sacred place. It's not a sacred place. They pass laws that bomb children from afar. They run legislation through pork spending and all the rest to create massive inflation and devalue the fixed income of elderly people. I mean, they're monsters, right? And so many, they're criminals in so many ways. So I wouldn't have gone into the Capitol. I wouldn't have done any of that. I wasn't going to follow Donald Trump. There wasn't anything they could do there. So I guess you're right about they shouldn't have been in there. And the reason they went in with selfie sticks and stuff, because in their mind, I promise you, I would say that the majority, if you could like read their mind, I think they thought the same thing I just said. I'll get a fine. I'll get a ticket or something. You know, I don't think they thought, oh, I'm going to be a political prisoner in indefinitely held and have my rights stripped away. I don't think any of them thought that. And maybe that. I mean, the QAnon shaman getting 40 some odd months in prison. I mean, what is going on here? I mean, this poor idiot. You know, that's the thought he was part of some resistance. I mean, you're not going to change anything by going into a Capitol building. Nothing. You know, that there's no power there. And like General Milley said, you know, that they were going to have a coup d'etat. Well, there's no power there. What are you talking about? Who controls the military? Who controls all that? Right. There's nothing. Unarmed. And so, I mean, the lesson that Kyle Rittenhouse, right, and all these people that are off this trial of Rittenhouse, what's the lesson here? You know, with the respect to firearms. Well, if you're a Capitol Police officer and you're on the right side, you can shoot somebody point blank. No investigation. You'll never be talked to. But if you're on the street, you're protecting private property, somebody tries to jump you, you better watch out. That's the message.
Right. Understood. I want to shout out Gammy in the chat. What's up, Gammy? How you doing, buddy? Thank you for being here week after week. You're the dude. He shines some light on Area 51. And here's another thing. I remember Raid Area 51 or I forgot what the hell it was.
It was
run up on Area 51.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I remember when that was popping off, I was like, hey, might not want to do that because you're going to get shot. Okay. Just saying. So this is all I'm saying about all of that.
Okay.
You're going to get shot. Joel Smith is in the chat. What is going on, Joel Smith? Incredible to have you here live with us. He always tips us. He always gives us a little something. I mean, that's really cool.
Very much.
We appreciate you, Joel. I've been meaning to shout you out.
Very cool.
I'm scatterbrains and I forget shit. So I'm like, what's that guy's name? And then I took a picture of it. And I took so many pictures in between the show that I couldn't find the picture last week to remind me of your name. So I'm glad you're here. Thank you for all your support. We appreciate the hell out of you. All right, we have some time left and I want to get to these things. Mr. Atterburn, tell us about the predictive programming. Come on.
So I noticed a story. I'm not alone, but there was a story in the Daily Mail, I think about 2 weeks ago, and Bill Gates was really concerned about smallpox terrorism and creating a new vaccine system. This is something he's very adamant about. But he kept saying smallpox, right? Bringing that. That's something we haven't talked about in a while. And then just happenstance, right? Pure coincidence. There was a Merck lab in Philadelphia where they found two vials, right? Just randomly. And the FBI was called in because they couldn't account for why they were there. Very, very murky story, right? Merck from murky story. But that's what happened. And I thought these two things are linked. So if you're looking for what is the next level? Well, obviously, you know, you look at the continent of Africa is not scared of COVID. Are they scared of smallpox? And I'm not saying that that they'll actually use the virus. I had to get the smallpox inoculation, which, by the way, most of our generation really never got that, right? If you were in the military, you got it. It's a very, your armpit will swell up. They'll put about the size of a lemon, the lymph node in there just from getting that. Damn. They put I think it's cowpox. It's like another variant of it. And I actually got some pox from it. Of course, really? They gave it to me the same day they gave me the anthrax vaccine. So I wasn't feeling good for about a year, I think.
Wow.
But I would just say this is something to watch for. I mean, you're listening to America Unplugged, you download the shows and you catch us on Rockfin. I mean, this is something my eye caught that. And I thought that's very, it's very specific. And then I saw that the story come out. I'm like, are they going to start leading? Is the bread comes out there? Are they signaling to the other elite that we're going to do another op? Is this another event 201 type of scenario, predictive programming? I don't know, but definitely look into it, folks.
All right, man. That's something to look at, man. The smallpox, right? Don, you got any thoughts on this? Were you aware of it?
No, just a little, the basic thing I hear about with Bill Gates and what, you know, it's everything, but I think it's ironic, you know, maybe a smallpox will come back because, you know, we hear constantly now how, you know, Columbus is one of the old white figures that's constantly integrated now for, you know, as if he purposely brought smallpox, you know, and I don't think they wanted that to happen, but so it's ironic, you know, when you hear about smallpox now, you think about things like that, or maybe George Washington, I guess, on smallpox, and that made him sterile, so the father of our country had no kids because of that. But most people, Americans, don't hear much beyond that. So for smallpox speaking, I mean, this disease that was supposedly eradicated a long time ago, but people like me believe that maybe they keep these things in the laboratories, you know, unleash them whenever they want. You know, there's a reason why some Dr. Frankenstein types, I mean, you know, we know that the 1918 flu killed millions around the world, and it was a real pandemic, maybe the, you know, the only one in really in modern times. And some of these Dr. Frankensteins kept strains of that virus in a lab. Now, you would ask, why would you possibly want to do that? I don't. I can't think of an innocent or good reason for that. But yeah, it's nothing these people do surprised me, and that's why I don't like this entire psyop. But then the medical industrial complex, this complex, the scientific community—they're some of the worst people imaginable.
You know, we want to keep things like this to create new coronaviruses and unleash them on the world. I mean, that's why they, you know, keep smallpox around.
Did you look on? I did find that picture. I sent it to you on Skype, Billy Ray, if you see it.
I'm gonna go take a look at it. Take it away. Tell us about Rittenhouser before we leave. Let me take a look. What are you thinking about Rittenhouser?
Well, I just think, you know, I have a different view than as usual, but you know, I don't think the right has basically made him out to be a hero. I don't think he's a hero, and as you'll see by the picture, Billy Ray flashes it up there. Maybe there's something suspect.
You said it was on Skype or on Twitter.
Begin with, you know, he seemed a little too. Skype. I sent you the image on Skype.
I don't have it.
So you should see it there.
Okay.
Really? Let's see if I got it.
Under Billy Ray 3K. Yeah, it's right there underneath. Okay, yeah, it's underneath the StreamYard link that you sent. But
I only have the stream. Let me
so of course the left made this guy out. Okay, the left made this guy out to be you know, demonic. And of course they cast this thing in racial terms, which is, again, just ridiculous because everybody involved was the same race. Everybody was white. So, and I think that's why they're not going to get the kind of riots they were hoping for, because I don't want to get a lot of blacks coming out and rioting. You know, they're just kind of looking at this like, okay, it's a bunch of whites shooting each other. They don't really, and you've seen it so far, that's not happening because of that. But it's basically what George Soros ever can finance these riots. But I was shocked that he was found not to be honest with you after a few days, because there was a lot of intimidation. There were signs outside. And you can't have a system like that. You can't have a system where jurors like they're, you know, that's why they couldn't, convict mafia figures very often, because jurors were naturally, understandably terrified that they or their family would be killed. And this is what you're getting in somewhat that sense now. I mean, instead of mafia figures, you're having the media, especially the mainstream media, basically saying, hey, you better, how could you not convict? And you're seeing people, you know, question and everything. But Rittenhouse seemed a little too lighthearted the entire time for me. Keep in mind, he's a 17-year-old kid, too. So, you know, beyond that, I mean, he's got notoriety. But I found the picture that people sent to me where he's standing, I think, awaiting his verdict. And he's got his hand stuck inside his jacket, which is the Freemasonic symbol. You don't see anybody outside the world of Freemasonry. That's an unnatural pose where you would just stick your hand inside your jacket. It's ridiculous. But he's sitting there, and unless it was Photoshop, it doesn't look Photoshop to me. And I wish Billy Ray, I could find, because I sent it to you. I don't know why you're not getting it. Yeah, let me see. I have it here on my Skype. See if I
Tone, you have it.
I don't have it on my end.
Yeah. Not it.
I would say.
I'm going to try to send it to Tony. See here.
All right.
You try to send it to me. I would say the
yeah, go ahead, Tony.
Age requirement for Freemasonry is 21. Or at least it was when I joined.
Oh, and interesting.
So, you know, I got my hand in my pocket for you, Tony.
And there, well,
there we go.
Tone is something else, man.
Where the hell is it going?
Tone missed his calling as a stand-up comic.
Let me put it up for you real quick. Stand by, guys.
All right.
I'll put it up on the.
Okay. There you go.
One second. Okay. Share screen.
Well, he is using his left hand too, so maybe that's an unofficial Mason that isn't a Mason yet. So I don't.
Oh, whatever. that's a good point. Maybe it's what you do if you're a De Mole.
Oh, let me see this thing. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Interesting. Yeah, is that something? Yeah, yeah. I mean, again, nobody posed like that.
That's a really good point, Don. All right, this is not something that's natural, right? This is not something that people just do. You know, so I mean, what was he doing? And the left hand could explain something. I mean, yeah. I guess, you know, wow. Look at that.
It's because the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing.
Is doing.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Look at this. Wow. Wow. Only here on America Unplugged.
We should do a show on Freemasonry. You know, I spent years.
Come on, the right. I mean.
Go ahead, Don.
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, no. I mean, you know more. I mean, people ask me about it all the time, and I do talk about it a lot, but I don't profess to know more than the average person. It just seems like, I don't trust as a Catholic, you know, who was raised Catholic. They had a reason why they didn't trust free and they banned Catholics from becoming. Of course, the Freemasons didn't want Catholics anyhow. But I just trust secret oaths. And plus, you know, at the lowest level, the first oath you take in Freemasonry is something about, if you break, if you swear to have cut out and thrown in the tides at high tide. I mean, even if it's symbolic, it's just something I would feel comfortable swearing to. And I don't, but it's, and then of course later the idea is that they, you know, at one point when you become a master mason or something, they have a sword, pierce your breast, they actually draw blood. I mean, it just, you know, I don't understand it. I don't want to be a part of a club like that. I don't want to draw blood. You know, I'm sorry. I don't care what it's for. And so I have a problem with the secrecy of the organ.
So here's what we're going to do. At least don't hold me to. I mean, we're going to get it done. I just don't know when we're going to get it done. I'm going to go ahead and bring Robert Sullivan on. And we already have our own Tony Atterburn, who's very well versed in all of this. And we will do a whole show on Freemason, you know, and we'll try to, you know, uncover some of the things, some of the misconceptions, all of that stuff. You know, we want to talk about because it would make for an interesting show, but this is an incredibly interesting picture, and I had never seen it before. And no, I didn't get it, because I would have seen this. Look at this. Wow. Shouts to all the people out there who put stuff like this together, right? Somebody noticed this, and they were like, wait a minute. You know, so that's really cool.
Felix is a guy that sent it to me on Facebook.
All right. Shouts to Felix.
People send stuff all the time, because I don't know where they find it, because you're right. It's not easy to find it.
Tony, we have to get out of here. I want to give you we're already over in time. I want to give you something to say here, and then we're out. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, I'd love to do a show on Freemasonry. That'd be great. I mean, it would be a good interruption of our current listing of the dystopic things that are going on. But I enjoyed the show. We'll be back next week, folks. 11 a.m. Central Time, right here on Rockfin. America Unplugged. And of course, this is going to go, I'll put this out on the podcast. Anywhere podcasts are found, America Unplugged Radio. So, anyway,
AmericaUnplugged.com, America Unplugged Radio. Shouts to Aftermath.fm that carry the show also. Thank you very much for doing so. We appreciate the hell out of it. Hey, Don Jeffries, tell them where they can find you. Down there. Can you hear me?
Well, it's easy to find me. DonaldJeffries.media, DonaldJeffries.news, my latest book. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
my latest book on borrowed failures and corruption in the entertainment world has just been released. So it's only been out a few days. So please check that out. I just put a quiz out on Goodreads. So if you remember Goodreads, go over there and take a quiz with your appetite for the book. And I've moved my protest from TFR to aftermath.fm, and with the help of Billy Ray and yesterday Tony Arterburn really helped me out a lot to get it up there. So Tony, is there going to be does Aftermath archive those shows, or are you going to?
Yes, your shows are archived. They're on aftermath.fm.
Yeah, we'll get them.
We'll
get them for you. We'll make sure that you have them so you can keep them for your record. All right.
Right. And then
we're getting out of here. What's up, Don?
Appreciate it. Go ahead.
There's just a delay, Don. That's all. Listen, everybody listening, thank you very much. Thank you for, sticking around, even with the technical difficulties. We appreciate the hell out of all of you. We'll see you next week, Lord willing, okay? And, keep your eyes open. Take it easy now. Bye-bye.